Angela Sloan is an investment advisor and representative of Sloan Financial Group, LLC. Investment and advisory services are offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC. MAS is a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC. MAS and Sloan Financial are not affiliated companies.
It's time for The Retirement Architect with Angela Sloan of Sloan Financial Group. This is the show for you. If you're a retiree or approaching retirement and you want to make sure your financial plan has a solid foundation, get ready to learn how to design your own retirement blueprint. Here's Angela.
This is Angela Sloan, the Retirement Architect. Welcome and thanks so much for joining us today. As my regular listeners know, one of the things I like to talk about a lot is getting you to retirement successfully, and not just getting you to retirement, but getting you through retirement. So today we're going to talk about very important birthdays. So you have these birthdays, and we're going to call them landmark birthdays, because each of these birthdays represent an important landmark as it relates to retirement planning. So when you turn 50, at the age of 50, you're eligible for the catch-up contributions. So that means if you're putting money into an IRA at age 50, you can put an extra $1,000 into that IRA. If you're putting money into a 401k, there's an extra $6,000 or so you can put in for catch-up contributions. So that is a landmark, folks, because that can be a big catalyst to getting you to a successful retirement. Once you turn age 55, if you leave your job, so if you're laid off or you leave your job, you're 55 years old, you can take withdrawals from your 401k without any early withdrawal penalties. It's still taxed, of course. It still goes on your tax return. Still counts for taxation of Social Security. You just don't have that 10% penalty. It's very important to remember that it only applies to the 401k with the job that you just left. So it does not apply to former employers, okay? It only applies to the job you just left. Also, if you roll that 401k into an IRA, that no longer applies. Then it's subject to the 10% penalty at age 55. So once it goes into an IRA, you have to be that 59 and a half. So there are some exceptions to the provision, and it might prevent you from doing it. So be sure you get advice from the right people. And I do want to throw a plug in there. That's what sets us aside, because we do give the tax advice to help you get through some of these landmark birthdays. Then you have your 59 and a half birthday. So you turn 59, you count 6 months later. Now you're able to withdraw from your qualified accounts, any qualified accounts, without that 10% penalty. Bear in mind, it's still taxable. So I always tell people, just because you turned 59 and a half does not give you a free ticket to go start drawing your retirement money. If you're still working, do not do that, because it's only going to add to your taxes. So if you do not need the money for income, leave it alone. The longer you can let it grow, the better you're going to be in the long run when it comes to the part about getting through your retirement. Then you have your 62nd birthday. You turn 62 and hot dog, I can start my Social Security. That doesn't mean that you need to start your Social Security. Again, if you don't absolutely, positively need the extra income, don't do it, because you're going to take a 25% pay cut if you start your Social Security at age 62. You want to try to make it to full retirement age before you start that Social Security, because that 25% cut in your benefit, that follows you forever. And for a married couple, you especially want to make sure you're using the right method when it comes to withdrawing your Social Security, because when one dies, one Social Security goes away. You get to keep the larger amount. So you want that larger amount being as large as it can be, okay? So there are all kinds of methods in withdrawing Social Security, and I'm going to throw another plug in here, another thing that sets us apart. We do the calculations to give you the best method to withdraw your Social Security in order to get the most out of it. So we can show you, this is the way you get the absolute most benefit from Social Security. This is the method that you use. And it's very important that you make the right decision, because after 1 year, it is not reversible. So folks, please get those calculations. Call us, 1-800-298-2892. We'll be glad to get that report for you. And then you get the big whammy, age 65. Now you're eligible for Medicare. Starting to feel a little old? Well, you're not by yourself. Most people, when they turn 65, get really confused, not because Alzheimer's has set in, but because now they're having to make all of these decisions when it comes to Medicare. And you'll notice your mailbox is exploding with all kinds of sales material on all kinds of Medicare supplement plans and Medicare Advantage and Plan F and Plan G and Plan D and the donut hole, and boy, do you have a headache. And it's like I had one of my clients tell me once, we were trying to decide which would be the best health care plan for them when they both of them had turned 65. And she looked at me and she said, "Lord, have mercy. This getting old is hard." And folks, I'm going to tell you, getting old is hard, more than physically hard. I mean, one told me that I met with yesterday, you know, we get to this age, it should be more simple. It shouldn't be this complicated. And, you know, they make me laugh because when they get to their 65th birthday, they're amazed at how complicated life just became. Again, you know, that sets us apart. We will sit down and help you decide which Medicare plan is the best plan for you. And it's not going to be the same plan for everybody. You know, everybody's situation is different. Well, then you get to age 70 and you count down 6 more months and you've hit that magical 70 and a half. Now you have to take those required minimum distributions. So the government set up the IRAs so that they're tax deferred, and at 70 and a half, the gig's up. The tax benefit's over. They want the money out and taxed by the time you die. So they have the required minimum distributions set up so that that money's coming out based on life expectancy. Now, that being said, at 70 and a half, the year that you turn 70 and a half, you have until April 1st of the following year. Okay? So if you're 70 and a half right now, you have until April 1st of 2017 to take your first distribution. If you wait until April 1st of the following year, you will have to take 2 required minimum distributions in the same year. So you absolutely do not want to do that in most cases. I've seen a few cases where it might make sense to do that, but typically it could throw you in a higher tax bracket. It's really better and less confusing if you go ahead and you take that required minimum distribution by the end of the year that you turn 70 and a half. So if you want to know if it's best for you to take it in that year or wait until April 1st of the following year, give us a call. I'd be glad to sit down with you. It's 1-800-298-2892, or you can reach us at 803-222-2892. And of course, your most important birthday of all is the next birthday that you have. You see, it's never too early or too late to put a plan in place. So don't sit there and say, "Oh, you know, I'm already retired. It's too late for me." No, it's not. You know, I see people every day that are frustrated. They don't know what to do next. And it's because they never had a plan put in place. And regardless of age, we can still put a plan in place for your retirement. It doesn't matter if you've been retired 10 years. It's not too late to get a plan in place and get the details worked out, because you still have quite a few years ahead of you and quite a few life events that's going to have to be covered. And you need to know what to expect and how you're going to handle those things whenever they roll around. So here's what I'd like to offer. If you call us and set up a time, I will not charge you to do any of these things for you. If you tell us that you've heard about us on this station, then I will give you my time to help you map out what you need to do. So give us a call. It's 803-222-2892 or 1-800-298-2892. We'll be back in a moment.
Attention, business owners. You're probably paying too much personal income tax. Tax Law Solutions has helped business owners permanently reduce personal income taxes by 20 to 40%. Call 787-200-3359. That's 787-200-3359 or online at taxlawsolutions.net.
You're listening to The Retirement Architect with Angela Sloan. Don't forget to call the team for a complimentary review. 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892.
And welcome back to The Retirement Architect. I'm Angela Sloan. We have some great topics today. We just covered all of your landmark birthdays. Now I want to talk a little bit about unpredictability. Because just when you think you have the perfect plan laid out, something's going to rise up and just slap you right in the rear end. It's those unpredictable things. There's many things that we know we're going to have to deal with in retirement. We just don't know how to predict when or to what degree and which ones they're going to be. So we know these things are going to happen. But how do you construct a plan that deals with all these unpredictable patterns? You know, what do you do with these factors? One of those that none of us can predict is your life expectancy and your longevity. And folks, I'm here to tell you, I do not like to do a plan where I'm planning on someone living less than age 90 unless they tell me sitting right there at the beginning that the doctors told them they have X number of time to live because they have cancer. If you don't have some severe health issue, odds are you're going to make it to 90. I sat down with a young lady yesterday whose grandmother is still living at 102. I'm seeing my own clients that I started with 30 years ago making it well into their 90s. One of our employees here had five family members, all women, over age 100, still living. Two of them have passed away in the last year or so. One of them lived to 105, and the other one that passed away lived to be 103. And it wasn't too long ago, just this past week, that the oldest person in North Carolina passed away. So, folks, we're seeing it. I'm seeing my clients still driving in their 90s. It is something you cannot predict. And a married couple, you have about a 25% chance, at 25 to 40% chance that one of you are going to live to see age 90. So I do not like to do a plan on anybody and not plan for at least age 90. We don't know for a fact how long you're going to live. Only God up above knows that. But I would rather you have more money than you have life. When you have more life than you have money, that's not a good thing. Another thing that's really hard to predict are the interest rate changes. I really believe that the interest rates are going to change. They're probably going to go up at least a quarter of a point. So we need them to go up at least, about 1%. So we know they're going to have to go up a little bit. I really don't believe we're going to see big changes in interest rates for quite some time. I think this low interest rate environment is more like the new normal. Eventually, they will have to go up. Again, that's something that's very unpredictable. You know, you can't predict what's going to go on in the entire world economy. You know, we have so many hot spots in the world. It wouldn't take but a couple of events to maybe start pushing those rates up. And what happens when rates go up? Those safe vehicles called bonds, the things that we get run to for safety, they actually lose value. And most people don't realize that that happens. And you say, well, that doesn't make sense. Why would the value of a bond go down when the interest rates go up? That's a whole nother show. That's what happens, okay? The other thing that's totally unpredictable are your future tax rates. Now, I know we just went through this big election with a lot of promises. My common sense tells me, though you might rearrange the deductions that people can get, and you might make things easier for businesses to hire people and employ people, you have to understand the amount of debt that we have. And you have to understand that debt is going to have to be paid. So all of this mess that we're in is going to have to be paid for. I don't know what's going to happen to future tax rates, but I can tell you they're coming after the money to pay for all of this mess. And who are they coming to get the money? It's going to be you and I, the taxpayer, is who's going to have to pay this. So what amount you pay in your tax bracket and what amount I'm going to pay in my tax bracket, I have no idea how these tax brackets are going to land. I don't know what the future tax rates are going to be, and it's impossible for me to try to predict that. Another area is the year-to-year stock market returns. You know, you can look at the charts and the graphs and the technical indicators, and you can have some fun predicting what you think the market's going to do. And I'm going to tell you, in the 80s and 90s, it was a lot of fun, and I was pretty darn good at it. But what are the things that bite you in the rear end when it comes to the stock market? It's all those things that are not on the charts and the graphs and the technical indicators. It's the natural disasters. It's events like 9/11, the terrorist attacks. It's political environments. It's what's going on in other countries. You see, in the 80s and 90s, it was mostly what was going on in our economy that affected us. It is now a global economy. So what goes on in the rest of the world affects us immensely. So there's no way that we can predict the year-to-year stock market returns. No way. And I will tell you that depending on that for income is a very dangerous thing to do. Because what if the market goes negative? Where are you going to get your income? You're going to take it from your market, then it's like taking out double when you're withdrawing income. If you don't believe me, look somebody up that was doing that during 2001, 2002, especially in 2008. Look up those people that turned 70 and a half in those years. They had to take that distribution. They didn't have a choice. The government didn't care if the market was up, down, sideways, indifferent. You're 70 and a half. We're not going to wait till the market comes back for you to take that distribution. You have to take it. So, folks, you never depend on that stock market in retirement for that income. Now, if you're younger, you can depend more on the market because you've got time. You know, if you've got 10 or more years, by all means, you need to be more in the market because, the market returns, the history speaks for itself. But you don't depend on that for your income during retirement. We'll be back in a moment. We're going to talk about risk takers in a few minutes, so don't go away.
You don't have to have built a house to know the importance of a blueprint. From floor to ceiling, drywall to plumbing, you have to follow up on every detail. And you look for an architect to work with who has a solid track record of success and someone who cares about your ideas and safety. Because you're building more than a house, you're building a future, and your retirement plan should be treated the same way. You need a financial architect to consider all the details and keep your safety and dreams in mind when designing a plan for you. Call Angela Sloan and her team at Sloan Financial Group to get your own financial blueprint. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892.
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. That's from the book of Matthew, of course. We've all learned the importance of having a strong foundation. Without one, everything else crumbles. Keep listening to The Retirement Architect to learn how to build a strong retirement plan. Here's your host, Angela Sloan.
And welcome back, folks. I'm Angela Sloan, your retirement architect, and I promised you when we come back we'd talk about risk takers. And I'm just going to go over this in a question-type format. You know, what are some signs that someone's taking too much risk with their nest egg? Well, there's this thing called the prudent man rule, which is a good place to start, where you take age 100, subtract your age, and that tells you how much, at the most, you should have in the stock market. So, for example, you take 100, if you're age 60, subtract 60 from 100, that's 40. So, you know, at the most, you should have about 40% in the stock market. You know, my question to you is, how do you feel about taking risk with 40% of your money? That's a simple formula. You know, another way that you can tell is, what kind of progress are you making? How close are you to retirement? You know, what amount of risk is okay for you to take? And that's an individual question. And I bet if I had 10 people sitting here, I'd get 10 different answers. Then you ask yourself, why do so many people take unnecessary risk with their retirement money? And, you know, that's a good question. That word unnecessary is the key word. What most people don't know is the amount of return they have to make it to retirement. Of course, if you sit down with your average planner or advisor, they're going to say, oh, we're going to get you the most we can get. Okay, that's great. But you need to know, what is the minimum? You know, what's the least I can get and still make it to retirement? And that should be your red flag. If you drop to that amount, you know that you need to do something different. I don't believe in taking unnecessary risk. And again, that word unnecessary. So you need to know, what is it going to take to get you to retirement and through retirement, and don't take unnecessary risk. Then you ask yourself, is there a way to significantly reduce the portfolio risk without significantly reducing opportunities for growth? And again, here is what you need to ask yourself. What's the most important thing with your money? Because there's going to be a compromise. Okay, you know that if you reduce your risk, you're going to reduce your return. I mean, that's just the way the world works. So there's three things that all of us want out of our money. We want safety, we want return, and we want liquidity. After all, we're Americans. We want our cake and eat it too, right? The problem is that you can never have all three of those in any one segment of the financial world. You're going to have to trade one to get the other two. So, for example, if you're in a CD, you don't have the risk, you're giving up the return, but you do have the safety, right? So if you go to the stock market, you give up the safety in hopes of the return, but it is completely liquid. So you have to decide what of those three things is the most important, second important, and least important, because you need to know what your goal is. And your goal is the number one, working your way to number two, and then handling number three. And that's what we do when we lay out a plan. I want to know, what's the most important thing to you? What is it you want this money to do for you? And that's what a lot of people can't answer. They'll say, well, you know, I want to make sure I have enough income. You need to get more specific than that. What is it you want this money to do for you? So if you're going to reduce risk, you are going to reduce growth, but you don't have to take huge reductions in growth in order to reduce risk. You just have to know how to go about it. So then you ask yourself, you know, how can someone know how much financial risk is appropriate for their situation? Some of this is your personal gut. Some of it is mathematical facts and figures. And it's a matter of sitting down with your situation and, you know, me talking with you and you spilling your guts to me on what's important to you for us to get the right answer for that. And again, if I had 10 people sitting in front of me, there's going to be 10 different answers, because there's 10 different family situations, 10 different health situations, 10 different marriage situations. You know, everybody's situation is different. Not to mention, there's going to be 10 different amounts of money that they have to work with, 10 different amounts of debt, 10 different mortgages. You know, everything's going to be different for everybody, and this needs to be customized for your situation. So what's appropriate for your situation? Until I sit down and go through everything with you, I have no way of knowing what's appropriate for your situation. But you do need to get some guidance from somebody who understands how the assets work and what the tax situation is going to be, and how Social Security is going to provide for you. So please give us a call. It's 1-800-298-2892 or 803-222-2892. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a moment with some listener questions. So don't go away.
Attention, business owners. Permanently and dramatically reduce your personal income taxes by 20 to 40% this year and for years to come. In America, there are two tax systems, one for the informed and one for the uninformed. Both are legal. Call Tax Law Solutions today to find out if you're paying too much. Call 787-200-3359. That's 787-200-3359 or online at taxlawsolutions.net. Planning for retirement shouldn't be a mystery. At Sloan Financial Group, Angela Sloan and her team take pride in looking after your best interests. They strive to educate you about the financial world and want to build a solid foundation for your financial plan. Call 803-222-2892. That's 803-222-2892.
Frederick Law Olmsted is famous for designing Central Park and the grounds of the Biltmore Estate. His attention to detail has taken the breath away of many visitors over the years. Keep listening to Angela Sloan, your retirement architect. She'll take your breath away too when you hear about the retirement plan she has in store for you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm Angela Sloan, your retirement architect. We've covered some really good topics today, and I wanted to cover some listener questions. You know, you guys really do help me in putting this together. So if you have questions, go to our website. It's www.sloanfinancial.net, and submit your question, or you can call us at 803-222-2892 and submit your question. We'll be glad to cover it. So Marty in Charlotte says that he's thinking about building a house in a different state within the next year or two. It will likely be a vacation home for a while, and then we'll probably move there permanently. Should we try to use our investments to build the house with cash or just take out a mortgage on it? You know, Marty, I just had this conversation yesterday with a client who wants to get rid of her big house and move to a townhouse, and it depends on your situation. in this lady's case, she has plenty of cash, but she has a huge capital gain if we liquidate, which is going to give her huge taxes because of her income. She's going to have the extra Medicare tax. She's going to have, you know, she's going to be in that 20% capital gain rate. Plus, she's going to have state income tax because she's in North Carolina, and North Carolina is not nice when it comes to the tax return. And my advice to her, because of all the taxes she would face, was to, when she sells her house, take the profit and put that towards the townhouse, and then take out a mortgage, because she qualifies for a very good mortgage. She has excellent credit and a lot of assets. And rather than take that tax hit, I would rather see her use the mortgage. Now, I did tell her in the future, you know, the president-elect has said that he wants to cut capital gains rates in order to stimulate investments. So down the road, if the capital gains rate is reduced, and then once she retires and she doesn't have a large income, we may be able to do some liquidation and just pay the mortgage off. So I think if she sits tight, we'll be able to do a better job than if she liquidates and has all this huge capital gains tax on her. So it depends, you know, where do you have this cash? What's the mortgage rate versus what you're making on those investments, and, you know, how will it affect your tax return? There's so many variables here. So, Marty, my answer to you is give us a call, 803-222-2892, and let's sit down and go over your situation. Bring your tax returns, bring your investment statements, bring everything with you so that we can sit down and work this out. Jennifer and Tiga K asked, if interest rates finally start going back up, should I change how I'm saving? I don't have very much in the bank right now because rates are so low. But Jennifer, I'd have to ask you, where are you saving now? Because if you went to bonds or a bond fund because the bank rates were so low and you wanted the next safest thing, and then in a broker's mind, that's in the safer category, when interest rates rise, those bonds are going to drop in value. And, you know, if we go up a quarter of a point this month or more, those bonds are going to drop in value. So I don't have enough information. I'd like to know, where are you saving right now? And if the rates go up a quarter of a point, I wouldn't get real excited, because the last time they went up a quarter of a point, the banks were real quick to jump on that and charge more interest, but they didn't pay more interest. So, you know, I wouldn't get real excited about this quarter of a point raise, because I don't think you're going to see a huge impact on CD rates and savings rates at your bank. Emmett in Rock Hill said that he's retiring in a year, so I have trouble sleeping every time the market has a bad day. How do people live like this every day in retirement? And I want to wrap this up telling Emmett that you don't have to live like that in retirement, Emmett. There's too many ways to ensure your income without you having to turn on that TV on Monday morning and have a lousy day, which might lead into a lousy week. And if you're depending on that stock market for income, you may wind up in a very bad situation, because if you're taking money out on a regular basis and the market starts in a downward trend, as I've said before, it's almost like taking out double. So you remember that every month money was going into savings and you understood how that worked. Now you're reversing that. You're taking money out every month. Everybody tells you how to save it, but nobody tells you how to spend it and make it last. And, you know, it used to be we were told as advisors that the safe rate of withdrawal was 4% a year. And now we're being told it's 2.1% a year. Well, that takes a huge amount of savings if you're going to try to live off 2.1% of it. And that's to allow for all the market swings. And I'm here to tell you, you do not have to live like that every day in retirement. You need a plan laid out. You need an income plan. Everybody can give you a savings plan, but who gives you an income plan? And we do specialize in those income plans. So give us a call at 803-222-2892. We'll be glad to lay that out, because you should not have trouble sleeping. And if you're within a year of retirement, you absolutely better take a look at the risk that you have, because the last thing you want is that you have to keep working several years because we have a snafu in the market. And if you don't believe me, you look somebody up that was trying to retire in 2008, I'd be willing to bet on average they had to work another 5 years before they could finally retire. So give us a call, 803-222-2892. 2892. We'll be glad to help. And thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate my loyal listeners, and I appreciate all of you that call in with the questions. Y'all have a great day.